if you are a student of inner wealth, if you attend a workshop or if you are being coached, you are one of the chosen few. Of the 7 billion people who inhabit this earth at the present time, and the hundreds of billions of people who've inhabited this earth over a period of time, there are very few people who get to understand nature's universal laws, which are, in truth, the universal laws. Thousands of years before religion was constructed and before truth got split into many different shapes and forms based on culture and circumstances and fear, there was an understanding of what makes the world go round. And it's vastly different to what we think. It's a miracle to know that your true nature tells you what it wants you to do. It's a miracle that your mind tries to be right, which means it doesn't listen to what your true nature wants you to do. And your body seeks pleasure, avoids pain, which means it doesn't listen to what your true nature tells you to do. And so there's this perpetual negotiation, argument, between your unevolved self, your outer self, and your inner self. Your inner self, your true nature, talks only in outcomes. This is what I want. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to achieve. This is what I want you to be. This is what I want. Your outer self talks about how you're going to feel, your process while you're doing life. And so your outer self tells you how you're going to feel in the process on the inside. And your inside tells you the result. So it's a flip. Your outer self seeks pleasure, avoids pain, wants to be right more than wrong, which means success over fail, and is obsessed with that. Your inner self tells you the result that it wants you to get. Now, when the outer self dictates the rules over the inner self creates a lifestyle and a quality of life based on pleasure over pain or right over wrong, and therefore has little regard for the result. It says it does, but it doesn't. The inner self tells you the result and has no regard for the process. That's up to you. Reconciling these two differences has been the work of the mysteries for 8,000 years. Understanding that you will always trip over, you will always stumble, you will always find opportunity to grow. And actually growing through that has been the work of inner wealth since it was born 40 years ago. But inner wealth is not a beginning. Inner wealth is a mystery school that was inherited from thousands of years of teachers prior to it. To be chosen to know the rules, to understand the laws of the universe, is complicated because it takes you in the direction of the most challenging circumstances you can imagine. Of being misunderstood, of having to keep secret what you know, which is different to what others know. Being able to be in the world, but not of the world. And of the 7 billion people who inhabit the planet at the present time, there's probably 1,000 or so who are gifted with this knowledge. Some people got half, some people got a quarter, some people got a tenth. But very few people get it all. And if you're getting it all and you can understand it all, in other words, understand the teachings of the universal laws of nature, you're a unique human being. And that uniqueness reminds me of different stories that you hear. For example, when Pythagoras, who was a mystery school teacher, stood up in front of 150 people one day to give a lecture. At the end of the day, only one person was left in the room. And somebody asked him about the humiliation and embarrassment and the shame of it all. And he said, well, really, I was only ever talking to one person the whole day. It just took a long time for the 149 who weren't meant to be here to leave. And that's a strength. Another story of which relates to the same person, Pythagoras, was that he had a temple, or what was called a school, same thing. And he was the high priest of that temple, or the teacher, healer, same thing. And people would come to his door saying, I want to learn the mysteries. I want to become a student. And the process was like this. Pythagoras would tell them a secret, something profound about life, about the universe. And he said, take that secret away. And if you can keep that secret for 20 years and come back to this door without telling any human being, you'll be let in. But if you tell one human being, I'll know, you'll know, and the door won't open. And the example that the last example that it gives you is just the cost of being a chosen person, of being a person who knows the mysteries. The cost of it is that you're in the world watching people go through pain and suffering and difficulty and challenges and earning money, and you have to earn money and they have to earn. You're not living in a cave, you're in the real world. And yet you have to keep a secret what's really going on. Be in the world but not of the world, as it was said. Teach them what they want to hear until they're ready to hear what you want to tell them. And the readiness is a really big factor. Just marrying someone doesn't mean they're ready. Just because you're related to someone doesn't mean they're ready. They live in an illusion. The illusion is this is real, that the way things function, marketing, wealth creation, health, diets, leadership, it's all made out to be real, but it's not. Hidden behind the storytelling of all that and what's called classical success is pain. There's no place on earth where pain does not equal pleasure. There's no place on earth where right does not equal wrong. But it's hardwired into our DNA to go there. In other words, we seek our illusions in life, and we go, if we follow our true nature, we will go where the most illusions are to be experienced. Now, the question is, when you find an illusion, when you find a struggle, when you find something that affects you, do you have to go up to your neck in quicksand? Or can you find your foot sinking in the ground and go, I know how to fix this by wisdom, rather than have to sink my whole body up to my neck for weeks at a time in order to get myself out of this mess? And that's the difference between a person who knows and a person who doesn't know. Well, on this windy morning, up here on the cliff tops, looking out over this magnificent world that we live in, looking up to the sky, reminding myself that we are in a universe that runs on laws and we're gifted to know them. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.